Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative committed to helping employers self-fund by providing data and insights to manage their health plans. Info is at the-alliance.org. Support for WPR comes from Stoughton Health, an independent community healthcare organization treating acute mental health disorders in adults age 55 and over, accepting many insurance plans. StoughtonHealth.com.
This is Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Summer is full of barbecues and picnics, and that usually includes some classic dishes, including potato salad. And by the way, the humble potato salad has gotten some headlines lately after a Kickstarter campaign crowdfunded about $50,000 in pledges to make a batch of the stuff.
Man, for $50,000, I would have made a batch
of
this stuff. Well, we've got good news because we've got lots of potato salad in the studio. Lori Skelton is with us right now, and we're going to be talking about some of the different iterations of this classic dish, and we don't even have a Kickstarter campaign here.
No.
Lori is one of WPR's in-house foodies and a Food Friday regular. Lori, welcome back to Central Time.
Now, I've got to give one caveat. We decided to do a show on potato salad today when the Kickstarter campaign was only at $5,000.
Wow.
So we were ahead of the curve.
Well, here's the thing. Of all the Food Friday segments that I've looked into, this had to have been the most contentious. I didn't post a recipe today. I posted some suggestions.
Ah, okay.
But there is no one way to make potato salad.
So if you want to start a fight, start talking potato salad.
I mean... Don't even get me started on the, do you use mayonnaise or Miracle Whip? When I met the woman who insists on half and half, it's like, okay, we're just... And for me, potato salad is something really special. My mother makes a basic American potato salad. She doesn't add a lot to it. I have actually stood next to her in the kitchen, duplicated her movements, potato by mayonnaise, by egg, and I can never get my potato salad to taste like my mother's. Mm. It's the one thing she can just throw it together. It's perfect every time. I try to write down a recipe, and I just flop.
And as you say, there are lots of variations on this. We were talking before, and you kind of call potato salad a blank canvas.
Absolutely.
What do you mean by that?
Besides the fact that everybody has their own way of doing it, you're working with a starch. So you've got something that can take on so many different flavors. If you want it hotter, people suggested sriracha or jalapenos. If you want it milder, you up the amount of mayonnaise you're using, or you use something like sour cream in your basic American potato salad. And then, of course, you've got things like German potato salad, which is incredibly popular
German
in Wisconsin.
Mm.
This is a potato salad that should be served hot. Unlike American potato salad, which you can pull right out of the refrigerator, this you really have to put together at the last minute. But it's such a marvelous accompaniment, especially if you decide to play around with the vinaigrette, maybe omit the bacon or use less because you know you're going to be serving it alongside certain sausage products that maybe don't need it.
Now, Lori, we'll get to the samples you brought in just a minute. A lot of times you've thrown in some secret ingredients into things like miso and dessert. This time the secret ingredient is just potato.
Because I use three different kinds of potato for the three different kinds
of
salads we've got.
Ooh.
For the basic American salad, I discovered that especially if you're wanting to watch your weight, you'll want to use a little less mayonnaise, but you still want a creamy potato salad. So use a russet potato. These are going to cook up a little bit mealier. They'll actually fall apart as you're blending the salad together, so that will add to the creaminess without adding to the calories.
They soak up the water kind of as you boil them and really get it into the starch there, it seems.
Exactly.
Like.
Another thing that I discovered in putting these together, it does help if whatever potato you're using, season the water. Put in salt if you're good with salt in your diet. If not, use something like a little bit of sliced onion or a bay leaf. Seasoning the potatoes while they're cooking will actually make them taste better in the salad. So that's the American potato salad. I used russets there. For the German potato salad, I wanted a potato that I could peel, but something that would have a little more stability to it, a little lower on the starch. So here I used a Gold Yukon. Yukon Gold potatoes, excuse me, they're called. For the French potato salad, I wanted a little bit of color, and I also wanted to leave the skin on, and there I used a red potato.
Okay. Well, we've been smelling these for some time now, actually. So let's start tasting. Do you want to start American? I'm holding the American here, right?
And I threw in a little bit more than I normally do with a potato salad for American. We've got celery and celery seed in here, dry mustard powder.
Kind of tastes like my mom's.
A little bit of chopped onion, a little bit of pickle relish, and a little bit of egg. What my mother does is she uses a lot more egg than I do. She also uses chopped fresh green pepper rather than celery. But I know somebody who insists it's American potato salad, even though he puts in chopped French pickles and capers.
I could see pickles in this, definitely. So I would say, I mean, looking at this and tasting it, this, if I just thought potato salad, this is what pops into my head. I think the celery, I love it in potato salad. It's got to be a key.
As I'm trying not to crunch into the microphone.
Right, that's fine. Crunch away. there's a little bit of zippiness. Is that a tiny bit. Is that just pepper or?
I always use fresh ground pepper.
Okay.
And maybe that's what you're catching.
I think that's
But I did use 3/4 teaspoon of dry mustard powder.
Mm.
So it's not bland. It's not going to blow your ears off, but there is a little bit of a kick to it. What do you think about the creaminess factor? I only used 1/2 cup of mayonnaise in this.
I like
Gene
creaminess.
Wants more creaminess.
I do want more creaminess, but this is very good. This is very good. There's always room for more mayonnaise for me.
I would probably throw in more mayo too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's really good. The taste is awesome. For me, I would put in a little more mayo.
But
you're thinking, hey, I want to watch my weight. I don't want so much mayonnaise in there. And that makes sense.
So what
sour cream? Would you do that ever?
I have. It's probably not my favorite. For me, that makes it just a tad too fancy.
Too fancy for you, Laura.
Too uptown for you, my goodness.
There are certain things you just don't want to get too snooty about. And for me, potato salad is one of them. Like I say, I have such a strong sense memory of when my mother makes potato salad. I don't want to screw it up. And the more I do to it, the more it doesn't taste like hers.
You know, and what this really reminds me of, this is great for like food on a hot day. It really is. It's really good that way. But I'm holding now what we really all came here for, and that's the German potato salad.
Yes, you told me this is your favorite.
Oh, my gosh, is it my favorite.
Now, the problem with what I had to do today is I wasn't able to actually combine all of this in a pan on the stove. I mean, this is really something you have to make at the last minute. So I cheated a little. I made the potatoes. I made the vinaigrette, which is after you've fried up your bacon, you take the bacon out and then you've got all those lovely little crispy bits in the pan.
Yep.
You throw in some onion and then you throw in some of the potato water from when the potatoes were cooking and a little bit of vinegar and a little bit of sugar and you cook that all down. And you're supposed to throw the potatoes in and let that all talk to itself. I had to do it separately in the microwave. What do you think, Gene?
Well, this is my new favorite. I love the little bacon stuff. I love everything about it.
Okay.
And are these are the onions here, right?
There are some onions in there.
It almost looks like sauerkraut.
And I did use some German stone ground mustard with just a little bit of horseradish.
Oh, boy.
Really good. Really good. What's the vinegar in here?
Just basic white vinegar. Nothing fancy. I saved the fancy for the next potato salad we're going to have.
For France land.
For France. Absolutely. Judiciaire's Poisson has been schooling me in how to make a good French vinaigrette, so I've been practicing with some of her suggestions.
Not to offend her, it's going to be hard to top the German. This is
salad is so unbelievably good. How are you going to top it with this French salad we've got here?
Well, with the American potato salad, you're going to want that fairly cold.
Mm-hmm.
German potato salad, hot right off the stove. The French potato salad, you can serve room temperature and not worry about it. This is a potato that is sliced rather than diced up, so you've got a fair amount of potato surface area, and when the potatoes come out of the water, you spread them out on a baking sheet, and you pour vinaigrette over them. Use Dijon mustard and champagne vinegar. Again, a little bit of the potato water that the potatoes cooked in. It's got some starch into it, so that's going to give the vinaigrette some body. There is parsley, tarragon, and chives. If I had chervil, I would have used it. That's a lovely French herb, but I bumped up the tarragon and the parsley with this. There's also some chopped shallot and a little bit of garlic.
Go ahead.
Seems like there'd be room to play around with fresh herbs on this one. I could see making it distinctly different just by changing the fresh herbs.
And another thing that you can do if you want to play around with more green is use blanched green beans with this as well. That is going to be something that will play with a lot of different herbs. You could use thyme with that or savory. It's not exactly a straight French potato salad, but I know a lot of people do like having that crunch. And that's one thing you're missing with a French vinaigrette potato salad, is something a little bit toothy.
Well, I think more celebrations in order in Germany on top of their big World Cup win. I think they win the Central Time Potato Salad Cup as well. I like all of them a lot, but I think the German has got to be my favorite of the batch. Gene?
And mine too. I have to say we had a lot of worthy competition here today, and they were all excellent in their own way, so kudos to them. But I'm just a German potato salad fan, and so that's my starting point is there. And you really came through today. They were terrific.
Lori, just in our little bit of time left, any other last recommendations to experiment with on our potato salad or a personal favorite?
Again, to play around with your basic potato salad, start with your potatoes. Figure out which one is going to be the best for your particular salad. One thing I didn't try, there are some wonderful colored potatoes out there, red and purple. And I know some people for 4th of July will actually take small red, white, and purple or blue potatoes and make their potato salad that way. Play around with how you season the water. And one thing, as we're talking about blank canvas, that I might want to suggest you try is upping the heat a little bit.
Okay. Well, sounds great. Lori, these are awesome. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Absolutely.
That's Lori Skelton, one of our in-house foodies at WPR.
I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.